Harper Audio presents Baby Cakes, written and read by Armistead Maupin.
She was 57 years old when she saw San Francisco for the first time. As her limousine pulled away from the concrete labyrinth of the airport, she peered out the window at the driving rain and issued a small sigh over the general beastliness of the weather. "I know," said Philip, reading her mind, "but they expect it to clear today." Her original plan, of course, had been to arrive in San Francisco on board the Britannia, an operation that would have entailed the pleasant prospect of sailing under the Golden Gate Bridge. The sea had become quite treacherous, however, by the time she reached Los Angeles, so she had settled on this somewhat less than majestic entrance via aeroplane and automobile. She would spend the night in a local hotel, then reinstate herself on the Britannia when it arrived in the harbor the following day. The rain had diminished to a drizzle by the time the motorcade descended from the highway into a region of low-lying warehouses and scruffy cafes. At the first intersection, the limousine slowed dramatically. Philip signaled her with a nod of his head. "Over there, darling. Your first well-wishers." She turned her head slightly and waved at several dozen people assembled on the street corner. They waved back vigorously, holding aloft a black leather banner on which the words, "God Save the Queen," had been imprinted in silver rivets. It was not until she heard them cheer that she realized they were all men. Philip smirked sleepily. "What?" she asked. "Poofs," he said. "Where?" "There, darling, with the banner." She glanced back at them and saw that they were standing outside of...